Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Tezvov Omer Aleph in the third volume of Mishnah Berurah. And Amir Tzoshem, we will finish off today Simin Reish Mem Tes. Gives me an opportunity to thank one of our regular longtime listeners, Mr. David Hockhauser, who picked up a comment that I made. He lives in Eretz Yisrael, and he picked up a comment that I had made. I called the Baal Maor Rav Zecharya Halevi. It's Rav Zerachya Halevi. So I thank him and acknowledge him for listening so carefully and picking up that mistake that I mentioned a couple of days ago. It's Baruch Hashem. It's nice to hear that people are listening, and nice to hear that people are listening all over the world. We begin today at the very top of the Omud with the Ramah. The Ramah is now going to tell us, in yesterday's shiur, we brought down the Mechaber, who said that if a person is accepting upon himself a tainus on a Friday, so then he has to go all the way until Tzeisek Kochavim. The Ramah disagrees with that. The Yesh Omrim, the Ramah brings down, Delo Yashlim. You do not have to finish off a tainus that you started on Friday. You don't have to go all the way until Tzeisek Kochavim, but, in fact, Elamiyad Shiotzim, Mibesek, as soon as you leave the shul, you are allowed to go and eat. So you daven Kabbalah Shabbos early, you daven at a plag mincha, before mincha, you daven mincha, before plag, you daven mincha, after plag, you have Kabbalah Shabbos, and you come home, it's still light outside, you're allowed to break your fast. He brings this down in the name of the Torah, the Mordechai. And he brings this down as well in the name of the Rambam, and that goes my money. Lochein, therefore, B'tainis yochid lo yashlim. Therefore, when a person accepts upon himself an individual tainis, he doesn't have to go and complete the fast. But it's still best, b'tov l'farish came b'shas kabbalas ha-tainis. When you accept upon yourself the fast, it is preferable to specifically state that you're not going to finish the fast, you're going to do it for whatever period of time that you're doing it for. However, b'tainis tzibur yashlim, but if it is a tainis tzibur, then you should go and complete the fast until the end, v'hochi nohog, and this is, in fact, he brings down the name of the Ma'aril, the commonly accepted custom. That's the Ramah. So now let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chof Aleph explains, Hayei Shomrim, this opinion that the Ramah brings down in the name of the Yesh Omrim, the Torah, the Mordechai, the Rambam, and that goes my money, Svir Lehu, the Bein B'Tainis Yochid, Ubein B'Tainis Tzibur. This is true whether it's an individual Tainis or a Tainis of the Tzibur. For example, could go on Asar B'Tavis, Shechol B'Erev Shabbos, Asar B'Tavis that comes out on a Friday, which is the only Tainis that does come out nowadays on a Friday. Lo Yisan Erak Ad She'etzi V'Sekneses. You only have to fast, whether it's a personal Tainis or Asar B'Tavis even, you only have to fast until the Shul is done Davni Ma'ariv. The Oskvar Kiblu Shabbos, Betfila, since they accepted upon themselves Shabbos in the davening, Shemespalim Miplag HaMincha Ve'elech, and they davened early, quote, after Plag HaMincha, which is Yud Aleph Shos, Chos HaRevi'a Ve'elech, this is 1 hour and 15 minutes, halachic 1 hour and a quarter, before the Shkia. So, Nisa V'Hashos HaSmanios, this is talking about dividing the day up into 12 equal parts, the Shos Manios that we've talked about, Ayin Lekam and Simin Rish Samach Aleph, where it discusses this further, and therefore you don't have to fast until Tzeisek Kochavim. Umikre Ayidei Zeh HaShlomas HaTainis, and this is called completing the fast, Mashi Misana Ad Achar Kabbalah Shabbos. This is called completing the fast, the fact that you're fasting until after Kabbalah Shabbos, it's no longer Friday now, it's Shabbos. So you completed your fast for Friday. Uadim Erev Yontif, the same thing would apply in Erev Yontif, Ad Achar Kabbalah Yontif. The same thing would apply if Tuesday is Yontif, so Tuesday night going into Wednesday is when Yontif starts, so Tuesday is still a day that you're allowed to fast, and you're fasting until it's Wednesday. It's Wednesday when you accept upon yourself earlier Yontif, so therefore that's acceptable too. Gam Yesh La Yesh Omrim Lo Mikri Hashlomas HaTainis Ad Tzeisek Kochavim. However, on a weekday, even this opinion of the Yesh Omrim that's Mekel and Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif, would insist that you fast on a Tuesday, a regular Tuesday, a weekday, a chol, that you have to fast until Tzeisek Kochavim. The fact that you daven Maariv early, right after Plag HaMincha, that doesn't help you on a weekday. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah says, Umachriya Ramah de Betainis Yochid. The Ramah concludes over here and says, by a Tainis Yochid, a person taking upon himself a Tainis, Tainu, Shiyochid, Gozer Alas with Tainis, person accepted upon himself an individual Tainis. Lismoch al Yesh Omrim de Lo Yashlam. A person, according to Ramah, is allowed to go even for a Tainis Yochid and not complete the Tainis. However, if he does wish to take advantage of this kula, he should specifically state so at the time that he is accepting upon himself such a tainus. But if he didn't, so b'di'evet, he doesn't have to complete it, just till davening ma'ariv would be acceptable. However, but on a tainus sibur, you have to go and complete it until the tzeisek kochavim. Vafilu tonight lomahani. And in that situation, to say, well, it's Shavuos v'Tammuz, it's a long summer day, I'm going to go daven mincha right before Plaga Mincha, then I'll daven Maariv right after Plaga Mincha, and I'll end Shavuos v'Tammuz an hour and a half before everybody else does, you can't do that. The lav b'didei talya milsa. It's not up to you. That's up to, so to say, the tzibur, which is accepted upon itself the entire day, which means until tzeitzei kochav. But if a tzibur has taken upon himself a new tainus, not a tainus tzibur like Asar B'Tevis, Shavuos v'Tammuz, but Nebuch, there was a tragedy that they were trying to avert, and the entire tzibur took upon himself a tainus, so then the tzibur is allowed to say, we're going to accept ourselves this tainus over here, but we're only accepting it until we come home and daven Maariv. So if they choose to daven Maariv early in that situation, right after Plaga Mincha, that would be acceptable, even though it's a tiny tzibur. The Mishnah Berurah then says, "Sivkot chabeis b'tiny yochid v'chule." You don't have to finish it off. Tiny yochid nikra. What's an example of a tiny yochid? Misha kibel alatzmo l'sanos be'erev Shabbos. That person, for example, said, "I'm going to accept upon myself a tiny this Friday, this erev Shabbos," or "Oh, shadarku l'sanos b'chol erev Shabbos," or he customarily fasts every erev Shabbos. Oh, erev Rosh Chodesh, shechobi erev Shabbos, or he fasts always on erev Rosh Chodesh, like a Yom Kippur cotton type of a thing. He always fasts on erev Rosh Chodesh that falls out on erev Shabbos, that falls out on a Friday. V'hainu, the Mishnah Berurah says, osom anoshim she'ein omrim Yom Kippur katan b'yom hei shalafonim. This is true for the people that don't say that Thursday becomes Yom Kippur katan. The way people who are knowing Yom Kippur Katan, if it comes out that Rosh Chodesh is going to be on Shabbos, so then they don't fast on Friday, they fast on Thursday. And Thursday is Yom Kippur Katan for them. The Elu Omri Misan and Gan came Biyom Hey. They fast on Thursday and not on Friday, brought down by the Elie Rabin, Simon Tov Yud Ches. Alternatively, another situation, Oshim Misan, Yom Shemez Bo Avivimo. A person, Rachmon Elisan, has a yard site for a parent on a Friday. So he's choosing to fast the Tanis yard site for his parent on that Friday. Or, for example, Ochav Sivan. This was a day of tragedy for Klal Yisrael. Various horrible gezeros in certain communities happened on Ochav Sivan. So, therefore, the tzibur took upon themselves to go and fast on Ochav Sivan. Alternatively, Oshim Esana Tanisim Amuvarim B'Simen Tov Kuf Pei. Or, they fast at any one of the Tanisim that are mentioned in Simen Tov Kuf Pei. So, all of these are called the Tainis Yochid. Now, in Dirshifut number 34, he brings down, what is this din about fasting on a Tainis for a parent? He says, B'chi of Tainis Zu. Horer Hagom Rishlomo Zalman Zatzal. Rishlomo Zalman holds an Alicha Shlomo. Sha'af she mitzvah lesanos biyomze. Even though there is a mitzvah, an idea to fast on the day of a parent's yard site. Mikol makom bizmanenu. He says nowadays mipnei chulshas hadoros, because of the weakening of the generations. Efshel lahokil bedover. People are not as strict about fasting on the day of a yard site. The custom often was to go and make a siyum on that day, so then it becomes a sudas mitzvah and you're allowed to eat. And that would be an ideal way that a person doesn't have to fast on the day of a tainus if he makes a true siyum. But he says even without that, since people are weak and befrat levnei Torah, certainly if somebody's a talmud chacham, and the tainus mateshes kocham melilmod karoi, and because you're fasting, you're not going to feel well, you have a headache or whatever, and you won't be able to learn all day like you normally would do, so such a person should not fast. And this is also the opinion of the Stipler Gaon Zatzal, as brought down in the Orchos Rabbeinu by Reb Chaim Kanievsky, his son Shlita. The Mishnah Berurah now continues and he writes, Kos of Magen Avram. The Magen Avram writes, Dim Misana b'chol erev Shabbos. If a person normally is accustomed to fasting every erev Shabbos, v'hishlim pam rishon, and one time you fasted all the way through until tzeisek kochavim, tzorech lino kein liolam. Then he has to go and continue doing this forever. Dishafut number 35 explains, V'arogul asanos b'tainis elu, if somebody has accustomed to fast on these days of Friday, tanesim, v'nenas v'ena yocholasus kin, and for whatever the reason now he's not able to do so, so the Eshel of Rav Mibah Church brings down, shekivin sheyesh ban hagazu miyein neder, since it's a little bit like a neder, if a person does an hagat over two or three times, it becomes almost like a neder, so then he has to do ataras nedarim. As opposed to, on a tainus tzibur, if a person, for whatever the reason, was nanas and he's not able to fast, he doesn't have to do ataras nedarim, because that was by the entire tzibur to accept upon themselves to fast on that day, not that individual. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, V'u'adin b'chol niskalel, all of the cases that we discussed here, the mistoma kolz mach lo hisnam b'feirush she'ein daitu l'hashlam tomit, unless the person specifically stated, I do not wish to complete all of these tanesim, amina the daito lino keliolim. So then the stam position would be, unless he specifically specified that he doesn't want to complete them, that he has to complete them. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, "Ulechatchila yosa tov shelo yashlim b'pam rishon kishuchol b'erev Shabbos." It would be preferable for this person on the first time he fasts on this erev Shabbos not to complete the tainis sotzeis of kohavim, but just to complete it till he davens marv. Ukemosha kazav ramah, like the ramah brings out from the Yesh Omrim. And in this way, he won't have to do this all the time. He would have the option of cutting it shorter to stop after he davens Mariv, as he did the first time. However, if, however, on the tainis for a yard site for a father or mother, Erev Rosh Chodesh, or if he's fasting on Yom Kippur Katan, on Erev Rosh Chodesh on a Friday, Ushar Tanisim Hanal, or any of the other Tanisim that we brought down over here, Chol B'chol, if they come out on a weekday, on a weekday other than Friday, you certainly have to go and complete it until Tzeitzah Kochavim, as we pointed out. So if a person says, I'm always going to fast on the yard site of his father or mother, the first time it occurred it was on a Tuesday, and he fasted until Tzeitzah Kochavim. If the next year it comes out on a Friday, he has to fast until Tzeitzah Kochavim as well. Because the stam, the full position, without him specifying otherwise, is that if he fasted the first time until Tzeitzah Kochavim, he intends to fast all the future times. It's as if he stated, I'm going to fast all the future times until Tzeitzah Kochavim. Unless he specifically stated at that time, that it's not my intention to do this for all time. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down in the name of the Taz and El Yerav, the Primer Gadol, Mishagas Aryeh, V'yesh Cholkim Azeh, there are those who disagree, U'svil Luhu D'mistama Lo Kibel Alatzmu L'Hashlam Af B'Erev Shabbos, that a person doesn't take the default position that he's going till Tzeitzah Kochavim, even if the first time he did it was on a Friday and he went till Tzeitzah Kochavim. And therefore, V'al Kein, Misha Mitzdayer, Yuchal L'smoch Al HaMekilim, V'lechol Tekev Achar Yitzayosim Yves HaKnesses Af Shayom Gadol. And therefore, if a person in a future year is fasting on Erev Shabbos, and he's hungry and tired when he comes home from shul, and he davened early, so he would be allowed to eat his Friday night meal earlier, even before Tzeitzah Kochavim, even though the first year he waited until Tzeitzah Kochavim. In a mitzdayer situation where he's having difficulty with the fast, he would be allowed to break his fast after he's already davened Marav. The issue for number 36 brings down that this is the opinion of the Shari Tshuva as well, and the Piskei Tshuva brings down in the name of Shelus Tshuvas Nachla Shiva, Shakol Toli Ketzad Nohag B'Yartzad Arishon Shechol B'Erev Shabbos. It all depends on how you acted on the first Yartzad that was on a Friday. The Lo Ech Nohag B'Yartzad B'Shon Arishon, and not necessarily the way you acted on the first Yartzad. So the first Yartzad was on a Tuesday, that doesn't tell you anything about the Yartzad that will fall out on a Friday. But the first time the Yartzad was on a Friday, how you conducted yourself in that situation will determine how you have to conduct yourself for all future Fridays. Even if you're fasted the first time on a Tuesday, that the yard site was until Tzeitzah Kochavim, achim lo hishlim b'pam rishona kishchol b'erev Shabbos, ein tzarich lihashlim kishiyochol b'pam b'erev Shabbos. In future years, if the first time it was on a Friday, you didn't fast until Tzeitzah Kochavim, then you don't have to fast any future Fridays until Tzeitzah Kochavim. However, that's the first opinion he brings down for the Nachla Shiva. However, he brings down v'shelos v'shuvas chinuch beis Yehuda, who writes in the name of the Piskei Tshuva, Shakol Tolu B'yom HaYartzad HaRishon. He says, no, it depends on how you conducted yourself on the first yard site. If you finished on the first yard site, till Tzeitzah Kochavim, so then on all future yard sites, even though the first one was on a Tuesday, on a weekday, on all future yard sites, you have to go till Tzeitzah Kochavim, even if it is Friday. Uchidei HaRishon Neshevi HaMishnah Berurah, like the first opinion that the Mishnah Berurah brought down over here. Now we conclude this siman with the words of the Mechaber. He says, "V'imhu tainis chalom." If a person is fasting a tainis because of a bad dream that he had, we spoke about this earlier already, where we said that if a person has a bad dream, even on Shabbos, he's allowed to go and fast. So in this situation, when you're fasting a tainis chalom, tzorich lisanos ad tzeisa kochavim. Then, even if it's a Friday, for a tainis chalom, you have to go and fast all the way until tzeisa kochavim. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Chof Gimel brings down. This is true. Afilu haYesh Omrim Hanal Modu Bazeh. Even the Ramaz Yesh Omrim that we brought down that says you don't have to fast till Tzeitzah Kochavim. You just have to fast until you daven Mariv. And if you daven Mariv right after Plaga Mincha, it's well before this Tzeitzah Kochavim. On a regular situation, the Yesh Omrim say that that's acceptable, but not for a Tainis Chalom. Why not? Shara Afilu B'Shabbes Atzmo. Because even on Shabbos itself, if the person is bothered by a dream, he's allowed to fast on Shabbos at Tainis Chalom. As we will learn, and therefore certainly there's no problem with you fasting a little bit on Shabbos over here Friday night. Furthermore, there are those, however, that disagree with this Mechaber over here and say, Even for a Tanis Chalom, Dai Lahamtin Ashiyetze Mibes HaKnesses Arvis. Even on a Tanis Chalom, it would be adequate if you just fasted until you finish Davening Maariv. If you daven Maariv early, you daven right after Plag HaMincha, so it's still day outside. Debezeh Mikri Ashlama. That's also called over here completing the Tainis for a Tanis Chalom, and you would only have to go until you daven Maariv and not Totzeh Zekuchavim. However, however, while there is this more lenient opinion, the Achronim agree with the Mechaber's Psak over here that one should not be Mekel for a Tanis Chalom. Why? Because why does a person fast a Tanis Chalom? Because he feels he's in danger. He's very nervous about this dream. And he wants to be Mevatel. He wants to nullify and destroy this bad dream that he had, which can only be done through a Tanis Chalom. So therefore, Shem lo yoil levatlo im lo yashlim ad halayla. So we're concerned over here that this person will not adequately be Mevatel the Chalom unless he goes and finishes the fast until Tzeis HaKochodim. Finally, we conclude with the words of the Chofetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha Dira Masko, the Yesh Omim Dolo Yashlem. A couple of lines into this Bir Halacha, he brings down from the Ravid, it's brought down in the Beis Yosef, the Tekef Mishishok Ocham, according to the lenient opinion that you only have to go until you daven Maariv. If you daven Maariv early, it's acceptable. He says, as well, according to this opinion, the Ravid, Shishok Ocham, as soon as the sun goes down, Vukvar Kibel of Shabbos, and you accept it upon yourself Shabbos, even though you haven't davened yet, that's also called Hashlama. If you accept it upon yourself Shabbos, even though you didn't daven Maariv, that also is called Hashlama. However, the Chofetz Chaim says, V'nira li, the Hai Yesh Omrin, V'chein Svaris HaRavid, this opinion of the Yesh Omrin that the Ramah brought down, as well as this additional opinion of the Ravid over here that the Beis Yosef brings down, who rak b'misha kibal ha-tainis shalo b'losho neder. This is only for somebody that didn't make a neder about the tainis. He just stopped and took upon himself a tainis. But if somebody said, if he takes a neder that he's not going to eat, then then everybody would agree that you're not allowed to eat until the day is over. The day is over is defined as Tzeis HaKochavim. That concludes today's Shir and Simen Resh Mem Tes.